It's here and now. Tunisia, the birthplace of the Arab Spring, is also the home of this ancient musical form.
قد بشرت بقدومكم ريح.
That sound you're hearing is Maluf, court music from Al-Andalus, the medieval Muslim kingdom in Spain, which came to an end in 1492 with the reconquest that forced Muslims out of Spain. They took Maluf with them to North Africa and elsewhere around the Arab world, and it was traditionally sung by a male choir. But the voice you're hearing is that of Sonia Mbarak, a Tunisian mother of two who's one of the top classical Arabic music performers in the world, as well as a doctoral student in political science. She performs Maluf, but also reinterprets it.
محلى ليالي شبيليا والصوت الجيتار والوتر.
Sonia Mbarak doesn't often perform in the U.S., but she did recently, and we caught up with her and her friend and fellow musician, violinist Hannah Curry. They were in Philadelphia at WXPN, the radio station at the University of Pennsylvania. We first asked Hannah to tell us about Sonia and her music.
Well, let me just put Sonia in a few words. She came into national recognition in Tunisia at the age of 9. So here we have a child prodigy. She has many, many compositions written for her specifically. Her voice is so beautiful, so captivating. But in addition, her training in the tradition, you know, is so extensive. And she has developed to become one of an authority on this particular repertoire. And later in her career, you know, she had, you know, worked with different composers to bring in new elements into her music. She did fusion with Spanish musicians. You know, she incorporated the stylistic things from the Egyptian repertoire. So this is extremely, extremely powerful. And she always remained true to music, as opposed to, you know, going to what may be a little bit more pop. She basically remained true to her mission, which is really presenting music at the very, very, very highest level.
Well, Sonia, let's talk a little bit about the Maluf. And we heard, you know, child prodigy at 9, but you started singing when you were 7. You heard your grandmother singing and heard this, you know, ancient to many music. What appealed to you?
I want to talk about Maluf because I think this word is not very well known here. Maluf is traditional Andalusian music, specifically for Tunisia, and different to Arabic music, and is specific in kind of tariqat al-ghina,
in the way you sing it and the way you play it. It's very different.
Let's hear a little bit more. This is Jarakel Haithu. It's from a CD that was homage to Spanish Civil War poet Federico Garcia Lorca. Let's listen here.
Jarakel الغيث إذا الغيث هما يا زمان الوصل بالأندلسي.
جادك الغيث is a classical poem, is very old lyrics about Ibn al-Khatib, famous Andalusian lyrics. And I put this song with a new composition.
Since the music was based on the oral tradition, we don't know exactly what the melodies were, but the instrumentation is known. The Arabic lute, which is, you know, the oud, it includes, you know, a violin, the kamanja, it's tuned differently. It includes a percussive instrument that's called the riq. It includes, you know, the danai, which is the Arabic flute. So it is, you know, there is a tradition. Obviously, in Western music, you can see all the notes on the piano. There is black notes and there is white notes. But in Arabic music, there is a lot of gray area, what we call the microtones. And, you know, so those microtones add a lot of new possibilities to explore.
Well, I just want to ask, Sonia, when you're singing, as we've heard, these are ancient in some ways, but you've updated them. But what are you thinking and feeling when you're singing them? Are you literally, you know, thinking back to past, you know, greatness in what is now Spain? Or is it just a beautiful music? Are you thinking of the court poets, you know, who wrote it? What are you thinking of?
I think that with music we can do great things with music, because I think that music can be a great way to communicate a culture, that people can be connected all over the world. For me is a goal. I'm connecting with a culture. I'm connected with my identity, I think, but not an identity so closed. It's an identity in evolution, and in my mind, this is very important for progress for me. So, trying to create a dialogue with Western music. I believe in this.
So it's a bridge to the past, but also, as you just said, a bridge to the West. Let's listen to another song, Hernata. It's a song about Granada in Spain. We hear the castanets, we hear the melody. Very stirring when you hear that.
You know, she used Spanish fusion with Arabic. Now, someone like Sonia can certainly have a voice in the fusion world because she comes from a very, very, very traditional background and immersed in the traditional repertoire.
Yeah. Well, meanwhile, Sonia, in Tunisia, the moderately Islamist Ennahda party is in power now. They've announced that the constitution will remain as it was under the old secular dictatorship. They won't enshrine Islamic law. Tunisia's president left power in January last year. The country's first free elections held in October. Maybe there's no answer here, but where does that position Maalouf, this ancient tradition singing? Are people turning more towards it? You know, how does this affect Maalouf?
Maalouf is our past, our present, our future, I think. But I think we must be patient to see the conclusion of this revolution. We must wait and work. Politic in their domain, artists in their place, and I think the future will be good.
Sonia Mbarak is one of the leading Arabic classical singers of Tunisian court music called Maalouf. Hannah Khoury, a violinist who directs the Albustan Seeds of Culture concert series in Philadelphia. I want to thank you both for being with us. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
This is Sonia singing another Maalouf, Imla Wazkini, which translates as fill and water me or let me drink. I have to think on that for a second. Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Robin Young. Please join us to see what this week brings here and now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.
PRI, Public Radio International.